Today we're performing in rhyme a story that won't take much time, but although it's brief, it is our belief that the message is sage and sublime. Some folks claim true faith in the Lord, while his wishes remain quite ignored. He commands us not to kill very clearly, but still countless creatures are eaten and gored. Such a man was a trucker named Jack, who desired to devour a Big Mac. And he eyed his choppers. Such a man was a trucker named Jack, who desired to devour a Big Mac. As he eyed his chopper steer, a strange man did appear, who proceeded to give him some flack.
I'm hungry, I can't wait to eat. What a nice piece of juicy ground meat. I like it well done on a crisp, toasted bun. Now I'll dig my teeth into my treat.
I'm Veggie Man, I beg you to wait. Please don't let your lust grow so great. By eating this meal, you're in danger, I feel, yourself. I'm Veggie Man, I beg you to wait. Please don't let your lust grow so great. By eating this meal, you're in danger, I feel. You yourself might wind up on a plate. For the laws of the Lord are exact, and we reap what we sow, that's a fact. Don't you know that you ought not to eat what you slaught? For the laws of the Lord are exact, and we reap what we sow, that's a fact. Don't you know that you ought not eat what you slaught? Or one day you will also be hacked.
Hey man, you get out of my face or I'll knock you all over this place. I would like now to feast on my meal of chopped beast. With me, you won't get to first base.
Dear sir, let me ask you a question. Did you know that your body's intestine is long like a herbivore, not short like a carnivore? Eating meat isn't good for digestion. As confirmed by the famed AMA, without meat, heart disease fades away. And I'd like you to answer why there's so much more cancer for those who eat flesh every day.
Hey, buddy, you'd better look out before this clenched fist knocks you out. Do not rearrange me or dare to change me. I need meat to remain strong and stout.
Is the elephant not strong enough? He's a veggie. You won't call his bluff. You're a victim of lies. Won't you open your eyes? Our bodies weren't built for that stuff. If you put the wrong fuel in your truck, it won't run well and you'll get stuck. By God's own design, it is way out of line to eat lambs, cows, chicken, or duck.
You get me so mad I could kill. Oh no, I'm becoming quite ill. I feel terribly stressed by my sharp pains in my chest, and my heartbeat is virtually nil. Now my whole life is passing before me. I see teary-eyed creatures implore me to put down my knife and to not take their life. Oh, what terrible fate awaits me. What horrible things have I done? Thinking eating God's children was fun. By my own endeavor, it seems that I'll never again see the light of the sun. Oh, dear God, won't you please hear my plea? I appeal for your causeless mercy. Please allow me some time to undo all my crime. I will love every creature that be. You love every being, small and great. And we bring to ourselves a sad fate if we don't treat each other as sister and brother, but act out of envy and hate. My friends, kindly hear me today. Do not live your life in my way. Human life is a chance to reflect and advance and progressively live the right way.
In this story, our character survives, but we must all examine our lives. It's too late to complain or to try to explain on the day the Grim Reaper arrives. As we exit, we confess to one fear. We hope that no offense was felt here. We mustered our nerve in an effort to serve, and we thank you for lending an ear. One final point can't be ignored. if we're seeking life's highest reward, the best way to eat and be free of deceit is to offer our food to the Lord.